the Lord may wake somebody else up on the other side of the world to pray and intercede for you. They may not know you. Maybe they don't know your name or what you're going through. But see, that's not really that important, because what's important is that God knows your name and God knows what you're going through. And He can raise somebody up to pray for you and intercede on your behalf.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The Apostle Paul had written in chapter 8 of Romans, verse 38, he says, "For I am persuaded," or "I am convinced, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul knew that regardless of how hard life might be, trials or persecutions or difficulties, he knew that nothing can separate him from the love of Jesus Christ. My friend, sometimes people want to make up excuses of why not to serve the Lord, or make up excuses of why not to be faithful to the Lord. Oh, they had a difficult time in their life. You don't know their past. You don't know the hardships. You don't know the difficulties. Well, my beloved, I can tell you right now that I have had some pretty hard times in my life, but I'm not using those to justify or make excuses why not to be faithful to the Lord today. Forgetting those things which are behind, pressing on to those things which are ahead. Sometimes people hold on to the things of the past, and it restricts them or hinders them from being used of God presently. Oh, my friend, we can learn, but we can know this, that God loves us no matter what. Understand that we've been called of God, called out of darkness, called out of the world and out of sin to serve Him and to live for Him. We belong to God, praise the Lord. Now listen, even in suffering and persecutions, Paul wanted the Christians to know that God had not forsaken them. And my friend, I pray that you understand that today, that just because you're going through a hardship doesn't mean that God's forsaken you. You see, they were not alone, for God was with them. God was for them. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 26. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but what? The Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." You see, the Holy Spirit of God intercedes with groanings that cannot be uttered. The Lord may touch that one to pray and intercede on your behalf. God may wake somebody up in the middle of the night to pray for you. They don't know you. They don't know what you're going through, but the Holy Spirit touches them to pray for you, my friend. I remember a story, when I was just a new Christian. I was just learning and growing in the Lord. I had just recently been saved. I know this may sound crazy, but it's a true story. I woke up in the middle of the night in my bedroom and in my bed, and I could not move. I could move my head, but I couldn't move my arms. I couldn't move my legs. It was the craziest thing that I ever experienced in my life. I looked and I could see the clock, and it was around 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, understand, I wasn't afraid. I didn't feel any fear in my heart, but I just began to pray and ask the Lord to touch me and to help me. I just simply believed God. I had a dear friend by the name of Scott Givens, and if he ever hears this program, Scott, I pray that you're serving God. I pray that you're still living for the Lord. But he was in his prayer closet that night in his home. That's right, a literal closet. And he was praying. Around 2 o'clock in the morning, he got up and he went to go outside of the closet, but he couldn't get out, for the door was locked. But this is the thing, there's no lock on the door. So he thought, well, I guess God wants me to continue to pray. So God laid me on his heart, and he began to pray and intercede for me. I woke up a little bit later that night, and I could move just fine. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, spiritual warfare or difficulty, I know this, God intercedes. God is with us, and he'll touch that one to pray for you, my friend. You can trust in the Lord. Be assured that God loves you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.